Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In 48 hours, the first pitch of the Pirates 2023 season is going to be thrown in Cincinnati. You're going to hear it right here on The Fan. You're not going to be hearing me running my yap that day, only for about an hour, and then the Pirates are going to get after it. I'll throw this out there right now, very simply, at 412-928-9370. Where are you at with this team right this second? Is the arrow pointed up? Do you feel optimistic, genuine optimism about the next couple of years of the Pirates? I'm not asking about this year. I think we all know, barring something pretty miraculous, like Clint Hurdle predicting a 95-win season and the team winning 94, they're not going to have that kind of year this year. But as so often is the case where the Pirates are concerned, when we talk about them, it's usually in a big picture sense. What does the future hold for them? Is their trajectory right? I want to know if you're feeling that kind of way about them. If you feel like Ben Cherington's team has sort of bottomed out, done what they, I guess, had to do, and started along the process of actually making this thing a contender again. 412-928-9370. You're going to have your chance to hold court about that. For my own part, I come back to this. Because of the way that baseball tends to play out these days, because of the way most teams tend to be run in small markets, other than the San Diego Padres, who are really flipping that script and just saying, nah, we're going to do it our way. We're going to spend money. We're going to go into the red here to the end of trying to win baseball games. We're going to keep signing guys to long-term deals. Big long-term deals, too. Other than them, because teams are run a certain way, I think fans are generally, fans are generally conditioned to feel a certain kind of way about their team, to think big picture, to think in terms of small windows, to feel like this, if my team is starting to do things this way, it's the only way they can win, so I'm going to believe in it. I'm going to hold on to hope here. And I think when you only have that one perceived way that you can win, again, unless you're the Padres, this draft-developed, make frugal, shrewd signings method of baseball team building, you anchor yourself to that and say, we're going to hope. It's got to work. We're going to trust in it. Trust the process, I think was the Philadelphia 76ers motto under Sam Hinkie for so long. Bottom out. Acquire talent, get better, have the talent all actually pan out, boom. Profit, win titles, they didn't. The Astros did in baseball. They did that. Where I'm at, though, on this is with this idea, I'm stuck on this idea that just because they are going about it the way we have all been conditioned to think you pretty much have to go about it, doesn't mean it's actually going to come to fruition. I get a little bit itchy when I think about the Pirates for this reason. Brian Reynolds, in terms of overall level of performance, production, track record, is, I think, the closest analog that they have to Andrew McCutchen. He is older than McCutchen was when he was putting up these numbers, significantly so, enough so that it actually matters, that it makes a difference in how the team is treating him contractually. Whereas Andrew McCutchen, for the 2011 team, or the John Russell debacle team in 2010, was like the one player on the rise, and he had Walker, and he had Alvarez, he had running buddies that he was supposed to grow with. Whereas that was a young, you'd hope, cornerstone piece, who, by the way, I think exceeded everybody but his expectations. He wasn't seen as a future MVP. He was seen as a future very good player. Probably in his own mind, he thought, I can be MVP, and he was right. Beyond that, that guy on this year's team is going to get traded, most people still think. Now, Jason Mackey thinks it might not happen, but a lot of people believe Brian Reynolds will be traded before this season is up. So that subtracts that guy from the equation in terms of team building. You're trying to get future assets, potentially, for him. The guy who most closely resembles McCutchen's skill set and actually exceeds it dramatically, and I don't even think that's a shot at McCutchen to say this, is O'Neal Cruz, who doesn't yet have the depth of production. He's only got one actual season under his belt to make you think that he's sort of a known commodity. Beyond that, you start to actually look at what they have in place for the future, especially at the other area of need, starting pitching. Mitch Keller's going to start opening day. Ronzi Contreras, is going to be managed carefully, but he's the arm everybody likes in this organization. And then what? Priester's their number 4 rated prospect by MLB.com. Then you got to start going down, and Priester's, should be here this year. Then you've got to skip out of their top 6. He's the only one. And then 7, 8, 9, and 10 are all pitchers whose arrival times vary. Like Mike Burrows, you're going to see him. Ortiz, you're going to see him. Chandler's a couple years away. Solometto's a couple years away. You get the idea. And these guys aren't seen as their best prospects. I guess my point here is, 48 hours from opening day, I want the arrow to be pointed up because they have bottomed out pretty obviously. They have been bad by design and followed that. They have adhered to that design. There are pieces I like when I look at this lineup. I like Cruz. I am optimistic, cautiously, that Hayes is going to have a better offensive season. I like that they brought back McCutchen. I don't care if, to what degree he can still play. It's nice to see him back. It's nice that he seemed to want to come back. It's nice that they had the foresight to bring him back, that they made it happen. But what I don't feel like I see just yet, I know Andy Rodriguez, people like him. People think he could be really good sooner rather than later, as in a couple of months sooner. For whatever reason, I don't feel like I can see yet. And to be fair, I don't think I saw it before 2012. 2012 should have been the year they ended 20 years of losing. It ended up taking one extra year. I didn't necessarily see it in 2011. So maybe this is just me having a blind spot. But Donnie, I don't feel yet like there is a large enough pool of these guys that I can say safely, arrow pointed up, they're on the right track here. I don't feel like we're there yet.
I think the next year or two.
I think we're in pivotal time. I think we're in pivotal time. I actually think we're in pivotal time for them and for the Steelers. Now football's on a different curve, but you're going to find out, I think, by the end of this year or the beginning of next year at most, is Kenny Pickett, what do the kids your age say? Is he good enough to be him or not?
Yeah, I hate that saying.
I know you do, but I think they and the Pirates are in the same boat. With the Pirates, it's a lot more players because of the nature of the sport, but it's, you have this perceived core in your own mind. Are they good enough?
Yeah, football also has the natural ability to let parity take place, and a football team can have a down year or two, and they can be right back in the conversation in a very short span. The Pirates have obviously not been a good team for the better part of 10 years after they had that three-year stretch where they made the playoffs, made the wild card game. But I think in these next 2 years, we should know the story a little bit better, especially once you get to next year. In 2025 should be whenever things come together. I mean, I know that...
What's your gut tell you? Here, let me ask you two quick ones. Do you remember back to, like, this rough time, 2011 or so? What did your gut tell you about the Pirates? Did you have, like, a feeling things were coming along?
Yes.
So you believe that something was... Because I vividly remember, I was new on Drive Time in 2013. When Clint Hurdle said the 95 win thing, me and Joe and old Josh Miller with his feet kicked up in the corner over there, we laughed. Because it was like, we just watched this team crater down the stretch to cost themselves a winning season. We were like, there are players here to like, but we laughed. I don't have a bad feel necessarily, but I don't yet have a defined good feel about them.
I will also say this. I'm always overly optimistic about how the Pirates will do, and you'll probably find this hard to believe. I mean, given the moniker you guys have given me on this show and how much I love the sport of football, but when I was in middle school, into high school, baseball was right up there for me, man. I mean, I loved
the
game of baseball.
Well, it's a summertime sport. You can devote a lot of time to it if you're a school-age kid because most of it happens when you're not in school.
And I was always one of the few kids that had the optimism, you know, always, you know, I think they'll finally turn the corner this year. I think something will finally happen this year. And, you know, laughed at the entire time. My senior year of high school, they finally put it all together. They make the playoffs. They win the wild card game. They take the Cardinals to the brink of elimination. Yep. I'm not saying that it's the exact track that that group of guys were on, but I think they can make a respectable jump this year. You know, they're not going to lose 100 games. I think they can win 75 games, roughly. Then if next year you get to the point where, you know, they're hanging around for most of the season in the, you know, the wild card discussion since there's an extra team now, and then 2025, they should absolutely be a playoff team if things work out the way they should.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 4:45, an update on the pony, did he give his daughter's name away tweet. We don't know on this show, work or shoot, but we might have found the answer. That's at 4:45. Weird moment for me today. I probably know this. I've been going to physical therapy for a while now, basically since like 2 days after my surgery, which was back in November, just to get the old leg in working order again. One of those moments at physical therapy. Very brief, but there was a... You know, you're in a medical facility, so you're wearing, like, the mask still, and you are like, oh, no. There's a brief moment of terror, Donnie, that I've got to relate to you, my friend. You buy in the Pirates right now. Like, as far as excitement, like, Donnie said he is an optimistic guy, but he remembers being a teenage, right in the sweet spot to love baseball. I can watch it all summer, I'll stay up late, whatever. He remembers being optimistic in 2011. I do not. I remember watching that team going, how on earth are they over 500 two-thirds of the way into the season or whatever it is? It made no sense to me. Then 12 happened. Okay, I'm squinting and seeing some pretty good players here suddenly. 13, boom. Sort of hit me like a ton of bricks. The question with Ben Cherington is he building anything right now? I think there's some sympathy for the deck that he is playing with and the way baseball, you know, wants things to be contested, which is they want teams like the Pirates to exist the exact way that they do. But once you get past that, you still have to evaluate the man on the merits of the moves that he's made, whether you think he's somewhat handcuffed or not. Is he building anything? Are you feeling optimistic, genuinely, about this team? 412-928-9370. Nella is in Ohio. Now, is this just Allen spelled backwards?
No, it's Noah. How's it going?
Noah. I was going to say. Okay. That makes a lot more sense than somebody using the name Allen but spelling it backwards. What's up?
Not much. I'm pretty optimistic about this team. I think this I think
what
Donnie
has you convinced
right
specifically? Like, what specific stuff has you convinced that this is bottoming out is in the past and like better times are ahead?
I think when you look at the younger talent, I think Tamar Johnson's going to be a great second baseman someday. I'm also big on Dylan Cruz. I know he's not on the Pirates yet, but they're going to have the ability to draft him with the number one overall pick. And I think he's somebody that can get through the minors in 3 years and be able to help this team out when they're ready in a couple years down the road. I will say the one big question mark is, I think, Derek Shelton. I think he is, the clock's ticking for him, and they might be looking to make a change.
I'll tell you this. If you're – seriously, I'm not kidding about this. If you're – by the way, Donnie, pop quiz. Let's see how – Dylan Cruz, player he just mentioned, where does he go to school?
Is that the LSU kid?
Okay, just making sure. Wanted to make sure you were on the ball. Remember when Pony tried to – were you producing, or was Craig still producing when Pony tried to fool me with the Henry – it had to have been Craig. I came off of a long – I think of either paternity leave or something. He said Henry Davis to me and thought like I would have no idea who it was. He tried to trap me. Did not work well for him. That's why I go quietly into these little things. No, seriously, though, one thing I will say, you're answering my question, how do you feel, optimism? I've got, like, this gnawing – I think, you know what, to answer my own, like, feeling, or to explain my own feeling better, I just know how tough it is for all the things to click into place at the same time. Like, not even a theory of mine, this is fact. One of the net outcomes of having – no salary cap, that I will admit, is that teams like the Pirates have to have a much higher hit rate on everything they do. You can't buy your way out of trouble. You can usually buy your way into it, and that's what teams always try to avoid doing, but you can't buy your way out of it typically. So you have to have a high hit rate. But if you're out there and you're saying, yeah, Malzy, I feel good about this. Like, I think this is a clear building block season. I have a lot of enthusiasm about the direction of the franchise. If your main hangup is Derek Shelton, fear not, because I'll tell you one thing that just does not really matter in baseball, in my opinion. And though, like, you can have a guy who might be worth a win here or there because mentally he gets the team ready and focused. And I think early in his tenure, Clint Hurdle probably did some of that. I think he was the right guy to follow a pretty catatonic, uninspiring guy in John Russell. But then we saw Hurdle hit his sell-by date pretty obviously. But if your big worry is the manager, you shouldn't be worrying. There's a reason that there are very few highly paid managers in baseball anymore. There has been enough of an analytically driven takeover in front offices that even though the pitch clock is going to bring back, I think, more strategy, stolen bases, and what have you, no disrespect to anybody managing a team, you still have to have a set of skills, you still have to have a feel for your bullpen, you still have to have certain this, that, or the other, feel for your pitching staff. I think it has less direct impact on the outcome of the game than in any sport. Other than, I would even say other, like, including hockey. I was about to say hockey is similar, but we've seen the Penguins multiple times make a coaching switch midstream and win a Stanley Cup that year. Football, the coach is important. That's why dudes make eight figures. Basketball, you've got to at least have some sense of how to run your team, whether it's at the collegiate level or at the pro level. You got to be able to recruit. Baseball's managerial position has been devalued more than almost anything in sports in probably the last 15 years, other than maybe running backs in the first round. Jim is on 93.7 The Fan. He's in Scott Township. What's up, Jim?
How you doing?
Good.
I wish I could share that optimism, but I'm a negative person. I think they're gonna lose more than 100 games.
What has you feeling? I mean, I don't think 100 losses is out of the realm of possibility like some people do, but what has you most hung up right now?
I get upset at a lot of their personnel moves. Swaggerty, I know last year they sent him down. They said he wasn't ready. This year he comes in, he has a great camp. So what do? They send him down.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't understand that. I don't really think there's a satisfactory explanation, so I'm with you there.
The infielder from the Rangers they picked up, he hit, and they sent him down. I don't get their thought processes. I just don't.
I mean, okay, hold on, though, Jim. Now I've got to pry a little bit more here briefly. I know that you don't like the personnel stuff, but I think what I'm really getting at here is an overall sense of, like, where they're headed. So you just are so down on the way they've evaluated some of these individual moves that you feel like no real hope overall?
That, and, you know, their acquisitions, too. I mean, most of their acquisitions, they've got two first basemen that are going to do a platoon, and both of them, I believe, were at least one of them was cut by their previous team. So we're picking up other teams' cast off and looking at them to be our savior. So I don't know what they can expect. You know, a guy that was cut from another team to go 3 for 4. I don't think so.
As a cautionary tale, or a, is it even a rebuttal, I guess? When they acquired A.J. Burnett, he was seen as the Yankees were, you know, putting him on the discard pile. If it were, a game of Uno, if you want to trade for A.J. Burnett, it would have been, draw 25 when you acquire, you know what I mean? And then that obviously turned out well. And listen, I feel like I have to do this. I talk for a living. I am only using that as a potential counter-argument here. Like, maybe their little Carlos Santana and Bay platoon at first base works out. Maybe. I'm not saying it's going to be the second coming of A.J. Burnett, who, by the way, is going to throw out that pitch because of our show. That's happening. Because of us. But I don't this is what they have decided they have to do. Like, I am at least at peace with that they have to, look for DVD. I always call it the $2 DVD bin. They've got to try to find the old True Lies Predator Commando 3-pack. Dude, when I saw that, I used to work at Sam's Club. I'll just straight up say it. It was Sam's Club in college, in State College. They didn't have anything else. That was the big box store. I remember walking through there during my 15-minute break. You know, old Mulsey making, I don't even, this would have been, God, I'm so old. This would have been 2006 or so. So I'm thinking I was probably making maybe $8, $8.25 an hour. I mean, not great. And when I saw True Lies Commando Predator in a 3-pack, this is before Blu-ray too, like HD, that's for rich people back in the day. I saw that 3-pack, $8.88. I've never picked up anything and run to the register faster. And I only had 15 minutes to spend on my little break. I don't even know why I was walking in the store. I said, I need this.
And you spent it wisely. I think that sounds like a birthday gift for John Football if I ever run into that.
I think if I still have it sitting, honest to God, man, if I still have those three DVDs sitting somewhere in my house, because now you can just stream it and do whatever you want, I will give them to you to give to him. I mean, lines like, if it bleeds, we can kill it. True Lies is just a fun movie. Commando, he literally jumps out of an airplane that's taking off and isn't dead. And then he goes and blows up a whole island by himself. The island of Valverde.
Three great flicks right there.
You know what the best part about Commando is? They usually do a good job of stacking the deck against Arnold so that it's believable that he could actually not just kick the crap out of all these people. But in Commando, they made the chief bad guy just one of the doughiest looking losers
Bennett.
Of all time. Bennett is the worst damn villain, dude. He's wearing this weird chainmail getup. He is, I swear to God, if Bennett could bench 200 pounds in that movie, like, they should have put him under the bar like Kevin Durant at
Let
the NBA.
Let off some steam,
yeah,
Bennett.
No, the lines are great. But you are led to believe, here's Arnold, this super jacked special forces guy, and some dude that looks like an accountant who hasn't seen the sun and is doing cosplay as like a member of the Village People. That's basically what it looks like.
It's almost like Arnold's version of the Joker. It was like a guy that was not...
I'm
really,
coming for you. What is
he was? He was like more tactical and more ingenious than.
He's not even that though.
Than his strength.
Alyssa Milano escapes through like an air duct or something like that. He's crawling around like an idiot trying to catch her. Tactical genius, my ass.
How about whenever he elbows the guy in the plane and just says he's dead tired?
It's the second most ridiculous thing that happens on the plane. He kills a guy with one elbow. With like a transition move in the WWE.
While people are getting on the plane, nobody notices this guy just catch an elbow and die.
He's like, oh yeah, and Sully can see him from the terminal at LAX somehow. Sully can definitely see if Major has gotten off that, whatever his name is, has gotten off that plane. Mike is in Morningside to break up the Commando talk. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I got to tell you, first of all, I'm 60 years old. I'll be 61 by the time the season ends. You got to put me in the negative side. I'm like Charlie Brown kicking that damn football. I am tired of trying. I have given up. I ain't going after it no more. And until nutting sales or they put a salary cap in baseball, I ain't going to pay for no games and give them no money to mismanage and misspend and misevaluate talent.
I'm going to say one thing to you about this, though. I know a lot of the vitriol in town gets directed specifically and directly at the owner. One thing that's become very clear to me over the past couple of years, Mike, and I know you mentioned a salary cap, this is how baseball wants its small market teams to be run. Like Rob Manfred.
Yeah, we're feeder clubs.
Okay, so the guy who owns the Padres, he's a big hedge fund billionaire, but they don't have a great TV deal. But you know as well as I do, they're spending a lot of money. I think Manfred was asked about that, and he basically said, ooh, interesting job by them going after so many big-name players. And then he added, like almost needlessly, we'll see how long it lasts. And it's like, if that's the – and thanks for the phone call. If that's the commissioner of your sport basically saying, oh, that's a cute little team you've built out there spending into the red. We'll see what it gets you. What message does that send? Not a good one. Man, I got all fired up to talk Commando, which is just a classic 80s action flick. I'll tell you what, other than I guess, well, I can't even say that because I still haven't watched any of these movies, even though I know I would like them. Other than what I hear is the John Wick franchise's calling card, great action. We don't make action movies in this country like we did in the 80s. We don't. Die Hard, mainstream success. Predator is a great movie. Commando is 86 minutes of pure stupidity that's glorious. We don't do them like that anymore. We don't.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Update on Pony's tweet earlier where we were like, did he do like the accidental thing where you're not thinking asleep at the switch and you give away some big piece of info? Now, I texted Amanda. Pony sent out a tweet, very much a nice, sincere tweet about getting some needed R&R with Amanda going down to Florida. And then he said, he called it the last vacation before Stella arrives. We were like, oh, well, we know he's having a little girl. He made a joke that we didn't want to treat as a joke, lest it be serious, and we offend him greatly by saying, yeah, it's Bertha. It's good. It's a family name. And we were like, what? I texted Amanda. Now, Donnie, take this with a grain of salt because she has been known to participate at his behest in some of these fake outs. She claims he did it. That's the name. She claims that's the name. She didn't know it because he didn't tag her in the tweet. So she didn't know it. He didn't ask. He just burped it out there to the world. Which I said, lovely name, if that's what you're going with. Very nice name. Little Stella. Percentage chance right now that he did give this away. That's that baby's name.
I still think it's a work.
So do I. Like, my spidey sense is tingling here. I think he's working the crowd. I do. But here's the thing. With Bertha, you know it's a work. We should have known. Stella's a perfectly normal and nice name that people are still absolutely naming kids. In fact, I think it's coming back in popularity. That's what makes it much harder to tell.
Okay, so maybe, yeah, I mean, with what you just said, that does make it realistic. Are there any, like, easy nicknames off that, though? Like, common nicknames?
No. Stelly? No. I mean, no. Just Stella. I think it was a shortened version of Estelle, which is an older, like, that's what Costanza's, mom is named on Seinfeld. All right, here's the other thing. So I'm at physical therapy. I've been at physical therapy for, you know, months, getting my knee back to health. And obviously it's to the point now, thankfully, where I'm like in much better condition. So therapist has to send me a text because I don't pick up my phone this morning saying, hey, the power's out in this building. You can still come and get the work done. Like, you can do your stuff if you want to, just so you know, no power, which only affects, like, one thing I use in there, right, Donnie? So I said, yeah, I'm probably going to still show up and get the work in. It helps. It's like very much a good thing. Blah, blah, blah. Show up. Now, most of the people hadn't shown up, so there's more therapists there than there are patients. It's like me and one other person who's going through their exercises. So I'm holding court because, you know, it turns into a bull session because nobody can go on their computers really and like log anything. They're just kind of putting me through my paces on their paper chart. Woman who's getting, I don't even know what it was, arm, leg, I wasn't paying attention, is hearing me talk and goes and just cuts in and goes, you know, and she goes, you sound like just like one of those guys on the fan, the way you're talking. And I like did like the look, I did the very slow look to my left. I said, oh? She said, oh yeah, you just sound like one of those guys on the fan. I said, well, I'm Chris. I do the PM team with Pony. And for that, so you acted very nicely, you know, very, oh, that's hilarious, you know, funny, small world. You do sound just like you do on the air, but very nice about it. It was not Carolyn Clinton, by the way. It was not her. But I'll tell you what, you've experienced this a lot because your star is just rising in this building by the minute. There is that brief, terrifying moment where somebody says, like, you sound like or you look like if they see you out and about, where you don't know. Do they hate that show or do they hate that person or not? Like, there was, again, fleeting bit of terror in my brain. I was pretty sure she was a nice person who's not going to beat me up at physical therapy. There is that brief moment of, do I say, oh, that's weird, I get that all the time. But no, it's not me. That pony, he's a rascal.
Yeah, and I feel like if you let them know beforehand which guy you are, they'll make sure to say something nice about the show. I mean, they're not going to make it awkward.
No,
and be like, I can't stand you guys.
No, everyone's showing up at there to just do their work. I'm not going to go, hey, I'm Chris Muller, nice to meet you. Yeah, hey, please listen on the fan. Vote for me in the Pittsburgh March Madness pool.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.